Hey friends, this is Pastor Tim here at Grace of God. Thanks as always for taking some time out of your day to listen to our sermon cast. So if you've listened before, you know this feed usually features my Sunday messages. But over the next few weeks, you can look forward to new installments of this mini-series Wednesdays and Fridays on the book The Screwtape Letters by the Christian writer C.S. Lewis. Hey friends, welcome back to our Screwtape Letters mini-series here at Grace of God on the Grace of God Sermoncast. I'm Pastor Tim, and if you've been listening to these, I hope I can apologize for kind of a lengthy unannounced break the week before Holy Week and then through Holy Week. I had intended to take a break through Holy Week and simply forgot that there wasn't anything scheduled for the week before. So if you've been listening to this and wondered what happened exactly, I had always intended for us to pick up this week, but simply forgot to get things set to go before Holy Week. So, if you've been listening, thanks for listening. Hope you're still enjoying it, and we're back on. I think because we've taken a good two-week break here, I want to use today, because it's a shorter letter, we're on letter number 13 in the Screwtape Letters, to recap what this book is that we're reading along and some of the developments up to this point. So the Screwtape Letters is this book by the Christian writer, British writer C.S. Lewis, came out in the 1940s. And Lewis, here's the convention that he sets up. In the book, you've got a demon down in hell, a senior demon in the bureaucracy of hell, whose name is Wormwood. And Wormwood is writing to his nephew, who's a junior demon up on Earth living in London, where he's assigned to tempt this one particular man, a 30-40-something bachelor. And his nephew's name is Screwtape. That's where the name of the book comes from. These are letters written by Wormwood, who's an experienced tempter, to his inexperienced nephew, Screwtape, on how best to tempt humans. A couple of themes that we've seen developing over the first 12 letters. One is this. As much as demons, sure, enjoy seeing humans hurt each other in big, bombastic ways, Screwtape has often been told by Wormwood, just keep pushing your man toward maybe what we would call small cruelties. Acts that are not obviously so flagrantly harmful and hurtful that everyone would condemn them, but instead to just inconsiderate words, unkind actions. So the man lives with his mother. He's pushed toward just being unkind to her, to not really care about what she's got going on, to not be helpful toward her. He's pushed toward having friends who don't inspire him toward virtue. He's pushed, because he attends church, to thinking of his fellow churchgoers as, oh, well, rubes who maybe, you know, really believe all this stuff. He's encouraged to sort of take his Christianity in this frivolous way. And all of these things are, Wormwood says over and over, what we really want. These cumulative little ways that we can poison him against his neighbor, frankly against himself and his own interests, those drive him step by step, day by day, further away from God, who these demons call the enemy, and more toward us. That these small steps each and every day ultimately have a bigger effect on building our habits, our patterns of thinking, than huge actions of gross sin, we might say. So that's one big theme. The idea that the demons are more interested in building up patterns of behavior than in great acts of sin. And another theme that's developed over the last few letters is the idea that the man should be kept away from things that really bring him joy. He should be pushed towards shallow things, towards sort of things that he doesn't really enjoy. Reading a good book, for instance, is something that the demons say, no, don't let him do that. Instead, push him toward just obsessing over the news. C.S. Lewis seems very prescient here. He wrote before social media existed, but it's very easy to apply everything that's being said there to social media. Do we really enjoy all the time that we spend sitting there on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube? Do we really grow there? Or does it simply lull us, dull us, keep us from developing any true interests, from really learning? Lewis's words there, I think, are very applicable for our time, where we've got a million distractions that we carry around in our pockets on our phones. And that leads us into letter number 13. So recently, the man has kind of been a ho-hum, lackluster Christian. He's been a churchgoer, but he doesn't really believe any of it. And as I mentioned, the demons keep encouraging him to think of his fellow churchgoers in very demeaning terms. But recently, and this is how letter number 13 picks up, he's suddenly taking it seriously again. He's paying attention to the sermons being preached and to the songs and the psalms that he's singing with his fellow believers. He's approaching the scriptures himself. And the demons are aware that this is a problem for them. They trace this occurrence in the letter to the fact that he was allowed to enjoy, by Screwtape's negligence, two real pleasures. He read a good book, and then after that he went for a good long walk. And as he walked, he thought about the way that his life, he was leading this double life where he went to church but just thought of it as a joke, nothing really important or meaningful. And as the man went on this walk, he realized that how foolish that was. He should reconsider. Does this matter to me or does it not? And he decided it does matter to me. And so he's been going to church and caring about it and thinking it through and asking how this new habit of his and his relationship with God, this good news of Jesus as a savior from sin, really affects his life. This is disastrous for the demons. So letter 13 wraps up with Wormwood offering Screwtape two very simple thoughts. Okay, here's how we deal with this disaster. One, your man should start telling everyone that he knows about how he's really recommitted himself to church. He should get prideful. And if he can't be goaded into that, if he can't be goaded into being boastful before other people, let him boast to himself at least. Let him kind of pat himself on the back for his repentance. Let him tell himself, you know, you did a really good thing. You did such a good job in recommitting to church. Pride, in other words, in both of those, is what the demons are interested in developing in him. Pride, the absolute opposite of humility. Instead of telling other people what it is that he finds in church, they want this man telling other people about how good he is because he goes to church. Instead of this man telling himself, I need church, I need the gospel message, I need the Lord Jesus and the good news about what he did. We just celebrated Easter this past weekend. This good news about what Jesus did. Instead, the demons want him focusing on himself. How good of a man he is, how wonderfully pious he is for going to church. These temptations are ones that can face certainly Christians, but all of us. We all want to brag about how good we are before other people. So maybe, sure, you brag about going to church before other people, but maybe you're not a churchgoer. I'm kind of surprised. I think most of the people who are listening to this are, but maybe you're not. Maybe you're listening to this just for some interest, just because you ran across the podcast feed, and you don't brag to other people about going to church. I'm sure you do brag about other things. I certainly do. This is something we're all guilty of. We brag about how much we gave to this or that charity, about time that we volunteer. We brag about how kind we were to someone who had hurt us. Every way that we try and puff ourselves up and build up how kind and generous and loving and self-sacrificing we are, it's pride. That's pride. The Bible simply tells us, Jesus says, when you give to the poor, to the needy, when you do good things for other people, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. But keep it secret. God sees it. If you want someone to see it and to praise you for it, God can, and God will. Don't turn it into a pride thing. Don't make it a big deal in front of other people. People find out. People do find out. You don't have to worry about that. So instead, just let your actions serve others without looking for anything in it for yourself. And secondly, the self-pride, the patting himself on the back. Oh, what a good man I am to be going back to church and thinking about it seriously. Again, something we're very easily directed toward, whether it's as churchgoers or whether it's just in regular life. We can sit back and pat ourselves on the back as we sit at our couch and think about all the good that we've done. Pride. The demons are very interested in having their man develop pride. The devil is very interested in having us develop pride. Psychologists will say one of the primary virtues to develop any other virtue, is humility instead. To look at your own actions, mine, yours, we should all do this. Look at our actions as ultimately lacking, imperfect, to do them nonetheless, to love, to show love, to share, to be kind and generous and compassionate, but to think of it no more and no less than that. To think of it as love and not anything specially good that I do. That's letter number 13 of the Screwtape Letters. Thanks for joining us. Again, sorry for the extra long break here. Thanks for joining us for this episode on this Wednesday. I look forward to Friday. We'll be dropping episode number 14. Take care, friends. God bless you, and I'll see you soon.